Well, spring training's over. The Nationals are getting set to start the season 2013 style against the Marlins on Monday. And Bill Latsit from MLB.com, Nationals beat writer, joins me. A pretty good spring. Everybody healthy heading into this season. Last year they had their injury problems, were able to survive because of the depth. What do you see from this club?
I think it's going to be a great season, Craig. I think they're good enough to win the World Series this year. I didn't think that last year, really until the end. But they have the best pitching. Their hitting has a balance to it. The only thing I'm worried about is the lefties out of the bullpen. I mean, Zach Duke did not have a good spring training. He was healthy, but he didn't have a good spring training. So that's my concern, because David Johnson has taught us anyway, the more lefties, the better. He has better matchups. So that's going to be key. So you hope that Clifford, Storen, and Soriano have great seasons, and that Zach Duke can come through, because he's going to be the only lefty out there.
But there is the part of it that Davey talked about as well, in that he has a lot of confidence in the right-handers and their matchups against left-handers.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they did well last year, but this is this year, and I hope that everyone comes through out of the bullpen. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Could anybody have had a better spring than Tyler Clippard? 16 strikeouts, 2 hits allowed over 10 innings.
He was awesome. Obviously, he wants to prove that he's a great closer, because you know he wants to close. I think he can do that. I think towards the end last year, he was tired. I don't think he was used to pitching all the innings that he did, especially in the ninth inning. So I think if he was given a chance again, I think it would be different.
Davey Johnson heads into this year. He said at the winter meetings after last year's loss to the Cardinals in the playoffs, the motto should just be World Series or bust. Now, having said that, he says it's going to be his last year. I've talked to a couple of players in that clubhouse who aren't so convinced about that.
Yeah, I think he's done. I mean, I'm sure he can change his mind. But Craig, I really think this is it. The guy's 70 years old. I don't think he wants to be in baseball much longer. I think he wants to spend time with his family. If you notice last year, while he had fun last year, he talked a lot about his family. He talked about his grandchildren. He talked about his wife a lot. I mean, his wife has already made plans for him, hopefully to go to Australia. So let's see what happens.
This club within this division, the Braves are certainly better. The Phillies are healthy again. Not so sure they can get back to where they were a few years ago. But the Mets really have some injury problems, and the Marlins are going to be a total makeover case from what they were last year. How do you see this division?
Well, obviously, on paper, the Nationals are the best, followed by the Braves, Phillies, Mets, and Marlins. Now, as I say that, every year we always count the Marlins. It doesn't matter what year it was. They had a makeover, and they were still like in the playoff race for a while. 2006 is the best example of that. They had nothing but rookies, and they had Joe Girardi as their manager, and they almost won the thing. So I'm not going to underestimate the Marlins. They still have Giancarlo Stanton. Not going to underestimate that.
I don't know who Giancarlo Stanton is. I know Giancarlo Stanton is there.
Giancarlo. What is it? Giancarlo, isn't it?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo, whatever. Giancarlo. Okay, you got me. But
as I will often this year.
Yeah, right. But let me tell you, I'm not going to underestimate the Phillies either. I think, as you said, they're healthy. And I agree with Jason Worth. I think they're going to be a competitive team. And if they get Alfonso Soriano in a trade, watch out, because I think they're going to be tough. And I'm not going to underestimate the Braves either. They have a great bullpen. I think they have a balanced attack offensively. Let's see what happens.
Almost to a man, you ask people about last year's loss to the Cardinals in the playoffs and blowing the 2-run lead in the ninth inning and losing 9-7, ending their season. Drew Storen says it's a learning experience. Ryan Zimmerman says we've forgotten about it. Ian Desmond, pretty much the same thing. How much does last year and what happened at the end motivate this club for this year?
I don't think it's going to be much of a motivating factor. I think they learned from their experiences. And as Davey put it, it was lack of experience as to why they lost to the Cardinals. I don't think it's going to matter much because things have changed since that loss. I mean, because Storen's not going to be the closer. It's going to be Soriano. So I think it's going to be different this year, and I think they can go all the way to the World Series. I've already predicted they're going to go all the way. I predicted they would win 108 games like the 86 Mets. I don't think I'm going to be wrong on that.
Denard Span, top of this lineup, does one thing. It balances everything straight on down the line. It means Jason Worth will hit two. Bryce Harper now slides to the three hole. This could be a very, very big year for this young man coming off a Rookie of the Year.
I think the guy's going to have a great year. I think Bryce Harper is going to hit between 30 homers, 40 homers. I said recently I think he can win the batting title because the spring he's having, even he's playing with a sore thumb, and he's still hitting the ball hard, still doing a lot of good things. The only thing I have against Bryce Harper, he has to improve defensively. He's got to hit that cutoff man, and sometimes he has problems with fly balls. So if he can do that, he will be a complete player.
All right, Steven Strasburg, no holes barred, no limitations. What's that mean for this rotation?
It's going to be great. He's going to be there for the postseason. He is their number one, no matter what. He's their best pitcher. I don't care what the stats say. He's the guy, even over Gio. So I think had he been there during the postseason last year, they would have won. There's no doubt in my mind. So I just think it's going to be better for the team.
Well, I'll disagree with you on that because the starters that pitched in that playoff series against the Cardinals, Gio did not have two very good games. The only one that really performed was Ross Detweiler out of the starting five in that playoff series. So from that standpoint, Strasburg with the same type of deal, first time in the postseason, even if he pitched, you don't know how that was going to go. You don't know how he would have reacted.
I think it would have been different. I think the guy's intimidating force, man. I believe that it would have been different. With no limitations now, I mean, there's no telling what this guy could do. I mean, I thought last year, if you remember, he didn't have a great spring training. But then I thought all of a sudden he really put it together.
He did. He went 9-1, but then from that point on it was maybe one or two good ones, two bad ones, two good ones, two bad ones.
No matter what, no matter how you see it, you mention the name Strasburg to anyone in Major League Baseball, he's an intimidating force.
Sure he is. We know that.
There's no question about it.
All right, but that doesn't mean...
With him there, I think he's going to be a big factor.
But that's fine, and I agree with you. He's going to be a big factor this year.
Look, he's not going to take the crowd out of the game the way Gio did. He took the crowd out of the game. People don't talk about that, but that's why the Nationals lost last year. He took the crowd out of the game, and all of a sudden the Cardinals came back. I think that's going to be different with Strasburg.
All right, bullpen-wise, the last game against the Yankees here in the preseason, very, very strong. I think if you had a concern, it might be Drew Storen. If you had a concern, it could be Zach Duke. But again, this bullpen could certainly, again, be one of the top things about this ball club.
My biggest concern is Zach Duke because, you know, David Johnson relies on the lefty pitchers. Now, the way things are going right now, he'll probably be the long man out of the bullpen. So I expect him to do better than he did during spring training. I mean, when he came up last year, he did extremely well. So I'm expecting him to do that this year.
Ryan Zimmerman, the shoulder surgery, coming off of that, he's rehabbed, looks okay. Still, I have some questions about arm strength.
Yeah, I mean, today I saw the way he threw sidearm, and it didn't look good to me. But, you know, he can hit. He's proven that. And it's going to take a while because Davey said, you know, the arm strength is going to come. It's not 100% now. That's pretty obvious. So, you know, by May or June, I expect Ryan Zimmerman to be 100% strong.
Bill Latson, MLB.com. It all starts on Monday. You predict 108 wins. I know how hard it is to win 100. I also know how hard it is to lose 100. I would say with the way this division beats up on everybody, 95 to 100 wins would certainly win the division, and I think the Nationals are going to do that.
You got to remember, Davey Johnson's the manager. He's a genius. I'm not afraid to say that. They're going to win 108 games. That's all I got to say.
I can't even argue with you because after 6 weeks of spring training, you wore me out.
Well, That's your problem.
Bill Latson, your final word. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.